Get your Bible and open it up to, I think the first scripture that I will read coming from 1 John chapter 3. I think that's the first scripture I will read. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7 and 8. Did you get her the microphone? Natoya. All right. All right. 1 John chapter 3. What we will do, what I'm doing this morning, last Sunday I thought our children did such an excellent job. How about you? Did y'all agree? Our children, our babies did such a, I just think they did a splendid job, excellent job. Amen. Amen. And so we kind of geared the service toward them and the parents. This morning, I shall resume. We are going to pick back up on the subject that the Lord instructed us to do. And the title of this message is The Danger and the Deception of Sin. Say that with me. The danger and the deception of sin. Now, hear what he said. Tell him. Here's what I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, this word that I give to my servant to give to you is not to condemn you, not to put you down, not to try to make you feel bad or look bad, but to enlighten you, to instruct you, to guide you, to show you my plan. What I have for you is far better than any other plan you may have. Thank you, Jesus. So this message is not to condemn you. Now, if you take condemnation, that's going to be on you. But that's not what it's for. But it's to expose what need to be exposed and to correct what need to be corrected. Let me ask you something. How many of you drive? I hold both my hands up. So the rest of you don't drive. Amen. I mean, what happened when your car start drifting off to the right, headed for the ditch? You just let it go? What do? You're going to pull that thing, get it back up in the road. Well, I wonder why do you do that? Talk to me now. Why do you do that? Why don't you let that thing just go? Why don't you just let it go? Huh? Come on. I don't hear enough answer. Why don't you just let the thing just go? It's rolling. That's what you want to do. It's headed somewhere you don't want to be in there with it when it get there, right? Because it's going to do what? It's going to create something in your life that you didn't want to happen. That's what I'm here to do, to tell you. Sin will take you where you don't want to go and do something to you that you don't want done. Amen. Amen. So we listen to the world and it deception. It's your thing. You can do what you want to do. I know they'll change it. That's what, you know, it's been way back. You know, that song was real famous. It's your thing, baby. Wow. You can do what you want to do. But I tell you, baby, your thing gonna cost you down the road. You know, I know. I mean, we wiggle with it. Ain't that right, Jeremiah? Look out, Glenn. Hallelujah. Now listen to the scripture. Have you found it yet? It's up there. Little children, do what? Let no man do what? Deceive you. Don't let no man deceive you. Why? He that doeth righteousness is how? Is righteous. Even as he Jesus is righteous. Or he God is righteous. Right? He that what? Come on now. He that, let's read. He that what? Is what? For did what? For this purpose, the Son of God was what? For what reason? Now, why would you come over on God's side and keep on sinning? Can y'all put me up? James chapter 1. Verse 13, can we get that up? James chapter 1, verse 13. I may have to do 12 and 13. Let's start, let's see, I want to start at 13. Can we get that up? Coming up. James chapter 1, that's the book of James. Tulsa, I worked with my boss man was named Ramos Rodriguez. And he had a worker. And my name is Jimmy. He will always call me James. James. So there my name is in the Bible. He said, let me see if this is where I want to start. Oh yeah. Let no man say when he is what? I am what? For God cannot be tempted with evil. God what? Cannot. Say that with me. God cannot be tempted with what? Neither tempest he any man. Come on. But every man is tempted when he is of his own lust and enticed. But every man, okay, then when lust has conceived, that means any of you women ever conceive? What happened when you conceive? A little old baby showed up, didn't it? What happened? When you conceive, what happened? You give birth to something, didn't you? What was it, an elephant? Somebody said, boy, when we were coming, it felt like one. No. It was what? But when lust has conceived, it give birth or bring forth what? And sin, when it is finished, bring forth. I'm going to read that again because this is so important. Because where we're going today, y'all better hear me. The Lord told me to tell you, he said, tell them, make sure they listen like they never listened before.